that it was the nigger man that drove up in the backyard and sold it out of his car that I remember saying Rosenier. I don't believe in the house that my family called it there, but I'd certainly heard it.
What about this big thing, orange colored, that you make?
A pumpkin.
Right. And what about different kinds of melons that grow here?
Mostly watermelons and cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm.
But billicott's a cantaloupe, a mushmelon.
Is that the same thing, cantaloupe and mushmelon?
He calls it. But I think there are a lot of different melons. There is a musk melon.
Yeah. You suppose that's the same as the mush melon he's talking about?
I don't know. They are similar to a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. These are things that pop up in your yard overnight, maybe after big rain.
Mushrooms and toadstools.
Yeah. And they're different between those two.
Maybe I think a toadstool is a poisonous mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the same way.
When I was little,
mm-hmm.
you know, and playing in the yard and playing with them,
yeah.
I called them toadstools.
Yeah, yeah, I've always thought toadstools would be poisonous too. Some mushrooms are edible.
Mm-hmm.
What about this phrase, if a man has a very sore throat and you offer him a piece of meat, you might say, well, I'd like to eat that, but I just can't.
Swallow?
Mm-hmm. Or I just can't swallow it. What? Can't swallow
it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, say the whole thing.
Swallow it.
Right. What about things that people smoke? They might smoke
a cigarette?
Or
a cigar? Mm-hmm. A pipe?
All right. Say if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be to you.
I would say obligated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have something else in mind?
Well, I was thinking about it, you know, in a book or something, you beholden.
Right.
But I have never used that word. I wouldn't say. I would say I don't want to be under obligation.
All right. What about this phrase? Say if a farmer's looking at his corn and he's surprised by its being so short, he might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it's taller.
It ought to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this situation, if a mother is scolding her child, she might tell him, well, now you're not doing what you
ought to do.
Okay. Or if a boy got a whipping, you might say, well, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Or how would you use ought there? I bet he did something he
oughtn't to have. But I rarely use that.
Okay, fine. What about the word dare here? How would you use it in a negative way? Like if a boy might say, well, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard, but I'll bet you
won't dare.
Okay.
Don't dare.
Don't dare, okay. Would you ever say, I'll bet you, well,
I don't contract dare.
Yeah,
dare to do it.
Dare. You ever heard dazzle?
Yeah, I've heard it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but don't dare would come closest to it. All right, if you're refusing to do something in a very strong word, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just do it.
I won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now for some wild animals. What would you call a bird that can see in the dark and makes
an owl.
Do you have names for different kinds?
Oh, we have screech owls and barn owls and